Something quite as simple as a barbecue in the backyard can be a gold mine in your neighborhood for shaping your everyday lives and everyday relationships in the gospel. I'll tell you a little bit of a story. Back when my kids were kind of young, in the toddler ages, we'd walk from our home over to a school playground just a couple blocks away. And the first time we went there, we met another family. And their kids were about our kids' age. And I think that my kid probably threw wood chips in the other kid's eyes. And that's just fantastic for facilitating introductions. I'm sorry. I swear my kid doesn't always throw wood chips. But at any rate, we met them, swapped names. And the funny thing is, about a week later when we went back to the same playground, we met the same family all over again. We laughed about it. We took the conversation a little further. And by the time the day was done at that playground, said, "Hey, you want to come over for a barbecue in my backyard sometime?" And they said yes. And that's how it went the rest of their summer. They'd barbecue in my backyard. We'd go barbecue in theirs. We'd throw out some push toys in the cars for the kids in our yard, and they would let us swim in their pool, and back forth. And the whole way through, we're learning bits and pieces about each other's lives. Real things, real stories about, you know, why did you choose the career you did? Why was it so hard for you growing up with your parents? Why do you and your brother not get along? And the conversation kept going. They give us conversations about, you know, where the marriage wasn't working and where sometimes they feel failures as parents. And here's aspects of their finances that really, really concern them. Real conversations, and we disclosed the same about us because they were friends. But that friendship got formed. The next level of the relationship happened over food. Barbecues in the backyard. There's some sort of social currency that gets exchanged when a meal comes out. Putting food down between you and another person is like saying, "You and I are going to spend an hour together. We might as well have a conversation. We might as well take things further. This isn't just hi, bye, how are you doing today? Let's talk about something real because we got that kind of time." And it also kind of makes you relax as well. And so in your neighborhoods and in your networks, when it's seasonally appropriate, invite them over for that barbecue in the backyard. Or in my world, out here in Cheesehead Country, the frozen tundra, you want to come over and watch a Packer game. And this kind of thing, just taking people that you already know, have a tiny relationship with, and sharing food together is where the conversations start going someplace, and you can see where the gospel would start making a difference in their lives. Did the gospel ever change anything in the lives of that family we met at the playground that day? It actually did. You know, we talked about finances from our faith perspective. We talked about how we grow our marriage from a faith perspective. And we most certainly made Jesus the center of all things. They knew where we were at. They knew we were Christians, and we didn't have a rehearsed speech for them. We just talked about all of their topics from a Jesus-centric way. And eventually one day, the wife in particular said, "Just tell me the whole story, start to finish." And while I cleaned up the dishes for that night, my wife walked her through the story of Jesus, the story of God, how God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, that all this brokenness, that all this baggage, it's meant to go away. And it's meant to go away in Jesus. Faith now and a life that lasts forever. And that was the turning point for that family. And once again, that's the kind of stuff that happens over a backyard barbecue.